Hey there, my name is Noah Garcia and this is NG Unplugged. So today we're going to talk about leadership mind hunting, opportunities of a mind hunter. So what is a mind hunter? There's this new series on Netflix called Mind Hunters, and it's I believe based on a true FBI detective, behavioral sciences, that they did research on some of the bad criminals that are out there, some of the horrific things that they did. They might not think it is, but you know, some of the horrific things that they did, and they engage in understanding their mindset. So, and they first started off by saying, hey, there's an opportunity here to figure out how they think and why they think this way. Why did they commit that act? Why was it such horrific? Why did they, why, how, who, all those questions that people ask when a crime is committed. But they took it to that next level where they met with those criminals, they had a discussion with them, they engaged and they dissected and wanted to know how their thought process was and the patterns. Was there any patterns that they could identify throughout that would help them for future classes that they taught, or for identifying potential future criminals of that nature? So the same with your leadership, not in that sense of criminality, but in the leadership that you have a mind and get out there and look within your teams, the people that you lead, for those that have mindsets that or powerful, have that potential for greatness. See it and find it in each and every one of the individuals that you lead. Everyone has that potential. You might say, yeah, but what about the people that maybe have a disability? What about the people that have limited cognition, that are depressed, that are clouded in their judgment by real life social issues, or have a disease or an illness that prevents the full capacity of thinking? Even in those situations, you can find some greatness in there, in that thought process. It's there, you just gotta search for it. You gotta be willing to take the time to talk with that individual, meet with that person, and know the value that they have. Be a mind hunter. Take advantage of opportunities in conversations with them as a group, as one-on-one. Get to know the people that you lead. You could say, but Noah, I ain't got time for that. I'm here for one thing, and that's to lead them in this direction. That's to make sure that the tasks that they accomplish, meet their goals, that they meet their deadlines, that they accomplish the mission. Yes, those things are important, but you got to know the people that you lead. You don't need to know every intricacy of them. They're entitled to the privacy of their lives that they don't want to share, but get to know them. And so then you know where they're coming from. You know their mindset. You know, the World Series just ended, and a lot of people were engaged in it. And you saw that if you saw the World Series or any other team sport or team activity where people come together, and you see the emotions, you can get a glimpse of their mindset when they're up there batting. And each at bat, each ball that is thrown in their direction, when they step out, step back in, get restructured, they re-tighten their gloves, they get the grip, they swing take some practice swings, and they adjust their helmet, and then they adjust themselves, and they waiting so that they have their timing. Each one is unique in their adjustments and in their timing structure and everything. The same with the people that you lead. They have their own mechanisms of adjustment. They have their own identity. They have their own way of tightening up their gloves, of taking their practice swings in the workplace. Not literally, but in their mind, the way they process it. What team member A might process a certain way, team member B will process it completely different. And they have the same, they're on the same team, and they know what the tasks are. They know what the end goal is. They know what the mission statement is based on the vision and what the presentation is that you've given them, or the organization has given them. So they know that. But if you want to get them to go, get from here to here, it's much more than telling them, need to do this and get this done. I was in the military. I know they tell us, hey, do this, no questions asked. And well, that's good to some degree. You got to get to know who your people are that you lead. Know what some of their general likes are, what some of their general dislikes are. And know what makes them tick. You might not know every single detail of what makes them tick, but in general, know them. And so then when they come to work, you're like, okay, I know that P is not going to respond too well to what I have to present. She's not going to respond too well what I have to present. They will respond great to what I have to say and will take action on it. And so you have to know who's willing to take action, who might take action, who won't take action, who's going to be accepting, who's not going to be accepting, who might be accepting, who's hot, who's cold, who's lukewarm, who has trouble adjusting, who's easily adaptable, who can adjust depending on the situation. It's knowing the people that you lead. So part of that goes back to the mind hunting illustration, like the mind hunters. Well, you're not going to sit there and tape record and spend that whole dissecting like in the show, but sit down, have a conversation. This thing called communication is important. Am I perfect at it? By all means, no. But communicate, talk, have a conversation by phone, by Skype, in person, preferably. Get to know them as a group and as an individual. You can text, but there's nothing like a conversation, a face-to-face. Because you get to, in that face-to-face, pick up on body language, pick up on cues, pick up on different things. Are they in sync with their body language to what they're saying? Different things like that. The main thing is have a conversation with them. Let them know that you're human. And put yourself in that place of vulnerability with them. And that's where, too, sometimes as leaders, as I've mentioned in the previous episode about fear, we can become afraid that, oh, well, if they find this out about me, then they're not going to follow me. Or if they find out that I made mistakes and failures in certain things in my life, whether it's personal or professional, oh, they're not going to like me. Or, oh, they're going to talk bad about me. As leaders, we should expect that, yes, you want good feedback, but you're also going to get criticisms, whether it's constructive criticism or whether it's criticism from people that will gossip and talk about you in a bad aspect. that's going to come with the territory. So put yourself in the place of vulnerability by having a communication with those that you lead. And be a mind hunter. Yeah, you're not their therapist and you're not there to analyze and all that stuff. No. And I know I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and throughout all my episodes, I don't get fully involved in discussing the psychological aspect or the psychosocial dynamics and all that stuff. I'll hint at it from time to time, but all these episodes are general overviews to get you to think in a different way, to get you to look at things from a different perspective. And maybe in the future I'll spin off different episodes that might go in depth into like cognitive behavioral triangles or psychosocial barriers and all that stuff as it relates to leadership. But for now, I'm keeping it on the general because I think it's important that we look at things from different perspectives, different angles, using different lenses, long lenses, short lenses, all that stuff. There's a spectrum of analyzing a situation. There's a spectrum of analyzing leadership. And while looking at all the details from a psychological aspect is great, while looking at the details from a business or leadership fundamentals aspect is great. I mean, all that's great, but let's look at it from different angles. Let's look at it from the angles of movies, from other leaders, from books, from situations out in the community, from things that you might not even think that pulled together, like on one of my episodes about leadership, wine, and sex. But I digress. But let's get back to here about mind hunters. So have that conversation, and as you're talking with them, process in your mind, hey, okay. And have transparent conversations with them. Talk to them about, so I see that you're might be having trouble with the way we're going to be moving our business, or the way, the direction that the leadership is moving. So tell me more about that, and engage in that conversation so you kind of get an idea of their mindset and where they're coming from. If you know that they're thinking a lot about their personal life, they have personal matters that they're dealing with, that can affect their mindset and their approach to what you're telling them and their acceptance of it. Some people have a lot on their plate that the workplace can become difficult for them, and I know that's a whole different area of discussion, but it's good to know some of the backstory and to know each and every one of your team and, you know, all those that you lead. So it's important to be a mind hunter and take opportunities into knowing the mindset of everyone that you lead. So remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you. No one can take your ability to be a mind hunter, to knowing and understanding your team, those that you lead. Because how are you going to lead others that you know nothing about? You know, you can be out there leading and say, hey, let's get this going, let's do this, here's my vision, here's the plan, here's details, here's this, here's that. But you could be not approaching it the right way if you don't know your audience. So subscribe to my channel, like or dislike, leave comments below, follow me on all my social avenue outlets, and until next time, take care.